Kia ora, this is your Waitea English News. New Zealand First Deputy Leader Shane Jones says the death of Henerangi Kupa Puru feels like the end of an era. The nehu for the daughter of Māori Land March leader Dame Whina Kupa is at Pangaru today. Mr Jones says it was a chance to reflect on how much has changed since the events of 1975 in which Hine Puru and her tāne Moko Puru played prominent roles.
Engari he nui te mihi ki te whānau, me te whai ngākau, ki te hapu, ki a Ngāti Manawa, me te iwi whānui o te raroa. E mō maina, e mō tētea maina, e koroporaki maina i roto i hokianga. Ki tēnei mahani kura o te taitohero ko ki oki. Nā reire hine e moi o te atu.
Health Minister Shane Reti says despite claims there's nothing in the budget for Māori, he managed to get almost $120 million for Māori health. He says the overall health spend is going up as the government deals with cost pressures across the system.
What our task is now is to work with the Māori health providers as to how to get that out as close to the home, as close to the hapu as we possibly can, with objectives and targets and outcomes that tangibly matter to Māori so that they see improvements in their health and in their lifestyle.
Shane Reti says the government has already shown its willingness to target Māori with its funding earlier this year for a $50 million immunisation program. Ngāti Kahungunu Iwi Incorporated Chair Baden Barber says last Friday's hui taumata showed a unified Māori voice can bring Aotearoa together. The hui at Omahu Marae near Hastings discussed ways for Māori to achieve manamotuhake and tino rangatiratanga. Mr Barber says a broad selection of kaupapa were discussed.
We have the solutions within us. You know, if we can organise ourselves when we go to government, it is iwi Māori rangatira ki rangatira kōrero, and I think they would be happy to receive that type of kōrero.
Baden Barber says there will be one more hui taumata to allow people from Te Tai Tonga to be heard. A spokesperson for People Against Prisons Aotearoa says the budget shows a government that is working for the rich rather than society as a whole. University of Auckland criminology lecturer Emi Rakete says the government is funneling more than $3 billion into tax cuts for landlords while gutting the rest. Refusal to fund legal aid properly means a two-tier justice system has emerged.
This government's budgeted 600% more money for prison construction. Meanwhile, spending on rehabilitation has gone up by 0.6%. It's really, really clear that this budget is for the rich and for shoring up all the systems that the government uses to punish the poor. And that's really all that society is now. That's all that's left.
And that is your Waitea English News for this hour. Tūroa.